Welcome back. 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times national reporter. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine for a Monday.
That's right. Rainy Monday,
too. Rainy Monday. No kidding. Attack right, wrong. Attack vain, refrain. I must admit, I did watch Newark, New Jersey Mayor, Cory Booker on Meet the Press yesterday. What he said initially made a whole lot of sense to me. We need companies like Bain Capital, people like you and me invest in them, you know, whether it be through work, through 401ks, whatever, you know, and we reap the benefits. So I think it's important. He didn't sound real Obama friendly, though, in that message, and things came back to haunt him a little later in the day, I believe.
Pretty quickly, I would suspect that as soon as they went off the air from that telecast, that he got some phone calls from the Obama reelection team. He started to walk back those comments last night and sort of got back on message, got back on the Obama talking points, which is, you know, Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital remains a key campaign issue and something that we should look into further, and voters deserve to know a little bit more about. But as you mentioned, watching him on Meet the Press, he seemed pretty passionate about what he was saying.
Yeah.
So I think you could probably surmise that he was speaking from his heart when he got off the talking points and said, hey, as a municipal leader in New Jersey, you know, in Washington, D.C., you guys might not know how important private equity is, investment firms are. When you're trying to run a city and you need that kind of stuff to keep the machine moving, I think that was sort of the truth, speaking from his heart at that moment.
Yeah. Now, this all started over the whole Joe Ricketts super PAC money and a campaign that really went nowhere, right?
And absolutely nowhere. Of course, there were some behind-the-scenes proposals from Republican donors and super PAC leaders saying, let's break out the Reverend Jeremiah Wright issue and use that against President Obama this time around again. Mitt Romney quashed that idea immediately, came out, of course, last week and said, I want no part of this. We're not going to use Reverend Wright in the campaign. Other Republicans, John Boehner, came out and said Reverend Wright shouldn't be an issue in this campaign. So it died pretty quickly as soon as it came up. Now, Democrats came back and sort of resurrected another ghost from the past, if you will, of Mitt Romney's, and that's Bain Capital.
Right.
So sort of here we are with all the issues of today and the campaign, at least for a couple of days, has sort of taken a detour here and become about things from the past, from decades ago.
Mm-hmm. And if you talk to some Republicans in the party, Ryan Priebus, as an example, he said, hey, they need to make it about everything else but Obama's record.
Well, there's a reason they're busting on Bain Capital right now. That's because it keeps Republicans from talking about the economy, from talking about other issues, from talking about the fact that Obama's being sued by a Catholic university and a variety of. They don't want to talk about any of that stuff. They'd rather talk about what Mitt Romney and Bain Capital did 20 years ago at a steel plant in Kansas somewhere. That's something they're more interested in than the issues.
And yesterday they had Axelrod out. I know a former economic advisor,
Austin Goolsbee.
It was out. So they're screaming for Bain Capital to open the records. Quite frankly, I wouldn't do it.
That would be an almost unprecedented
move
for a private equity firm. And Austin Goolsbee, especially, and Axelrod, as you mentioned, sort of echoed that, said, release all of your records from the time that Mitt Romney came on board the company. I can't imagine any company in the U.S.
Of course not.
That would want to do something like that. So that would certainly be an unprecedented step. I can't imagine they would do it.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit here. Last week we saw Chuck Schumer and Bob Casey call for the Expatriate Act.
Right.
Designed to do what?
Designed to one of the founders of Facebook, of course, who is now was wealthy before, but now is even more wealthy.
Eduardo Saber.
Eduardo, thank you for reminding me of his name. Mm-hmm. But got quite wealthy when the company went public last week. He, of course, is renouncing renounced his U.S. citizenship to live in Singapore, where he currently resides. So there's been speculation, hey, this guy is trying to avoid paying millions and millions of dollars in taxes by renouncing his citizenship. So Chuck Schumer, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania have proposed legislation that would basically bar him and anyone else who does something like this from ever coming back to the U.S. if they try and dodge taxes by renouncing their citizenship. So that's out there. And John Boehner came out yesterday and said, hey, he might support this. So, hey, maybe there's some bipartisan compromise on the horizon.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of strange, though, in that, as you mentioned, Saverin's been living in
Singapore for a while.
Since 2009.
Right.
He renounced his citizenship back back in September of 2011, so maybe he saw the writing on the wall, and I'm sure he did to some degree, but
right.
He's originally from Brazil. It's not like he was born here in America, and I sort of figure that, hey, you know, the guy, if he wants to do this, that's great. I mean, just go ahead and leave, but you may have a tough time getting back in.
Right.
You know, and I don't know, are there existing laws that protect the United States against people doing this?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because that was one of the things that John Boehner was asked, and he actually didn't really seem to be too clear on that either. He said he would support the Schumer-Casey legislation if it's necessary, but he wasn't sure if it was necessary and thought maybe current law, you know, sufficiently would punish somebody like Severon. So it's a little bit unclear exactly what's going to happen with this right now.
Yeah, and the reason I brought that up is that a couple of years ago, I was on a fishing trip down in Costa Rica. All right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the rare times I got a way to do a little fishing, you know, and sail fishing. All right. And, the captain of the boat was an American. He was from up in the Boston area.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to talking to him. I said, "What are you doing down here?" And he goes, "Well, you know," he said, "I owed the IRS a lot of money and I bailed out."
Yeah.
I said, "How long have you been down here?" He goes, "Oh, I don't know, 15 years. You ever going home?" "No, I can't go home. Because if I go home, then I have to pay the taxes to get back into the country."
Right.
So I was thinking, if that guy knew that, you know, and if the IRS can put a claim against somebody like Severin,
right,
so that if he does try to come back to the U.S.,
he'd have to pay the taxes.
He'd have to pay it to get in.
Right, right. So, yeah, if he's leaving to avoid paying the taxes, why would he voluntarily come back and then subject himself to paying those taxes? So that's a good point. So, you know, it remains to be seen, but there are certainly some people out there clamoring, say, hey, don't you have something better to do with your time than an expatriate?
Okay. Now, you personally, if you could save $67 million.
Would I get out of the country?
Yeah.
You better believe it.
I'm with you. You know, I thought the same thing. I'm going, who can blame the guy? First of all, I'm going to hand him $67 million. What are they going to spend it on? A bunch of nothing?
That's exactly right. I'd be at Reagan Airport as soon as we get off the air here, Andy. That's for sure.
Well, here's the other deal. If they ever do make this guy pay the $67
million, mm-hmm.
make it a law that it has to be applied to the debt.
Right.
They can't use it for anything else. It's got to pay down the debt.
Right.
All right. I think we just solved the problems of the world.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Ben. Good to talk to you.
All in a day's work.
See ya. 4:56, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. That was Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times national reporter.